Don't take this the wrong way, Ivy,
Milo said as we left the warehouse behind. Multiple cars, all identical, pulled out at the same time. I was curled up on the floor of the passenger seat where no one could see me. You know, I said, almost idly, every time someone says something like that, it's probably something that's going to piss me off. And that's not the wrong way, even if you're not intending to piss me off. He chuckled.
You have a point. How about this? I'm really impressed with your choice.
Better. A real grin pulled at my lips as I peeked up at him. It was funny. He seemed so damn dark and scary when I first met him. Everything from his rough appearance to his fierce expressions to the vicious growl in his voice. He scared and infuriated me. The bossy side of his nature was downright annoying. But he was my brother, and the more I got to know him, the more I understood what he needed from me. Anyway, I said, what did I do that impressed you? From this angle, all I could see was him as he drove. His gaze was constantly on a swivel, flicking to the rearview mirror, the side mirrors, then back. The plan was a shell game. Splitting up wasn't ideal. None of us liked it, but we also needed to get out from the under the thumbs of our watchers. Understanding what was required didn't make it something I liked, however.
You let them send you with me,
he said,
rather than insisting on staying there to back them.
He raised four fingers from the hand he had on the steering wheel.
Not that I don't think you're tough. You've demonstrated how fierce you are from the beginning, whether I was ready to see it or not.
I didn't laugh.
Although you have not exactly made it easy to protect you, and Kel has been your staunchest supporter in this.
It almost sounded like he was grumbling.
So, not sure how he convinced you.
Now I laughed. He asked me, I told him, which was true. Kellen did ask me. And since they were so devoted to my protection, at least two of them were always with me, which could slow them down or lead to other risks. That, and they wanted Milo out of there. Sending him with me protected him, too. If I didn't go, Milo wouldn't.
Just like that, huh?
Well, I could say he has a talented tongue and persuaded me that way.
Nope,
Milo said with a laugh, shaking his head.
Don't go there.
Aw, I grinned as he wagged a finger at me.
Asking you was enough of an answer.
Fine. I huffed like it was a real chore, even though it was hard not to laugh. Why did you decide to come with me? He spared me a brief look that said it was a stupid question, but I didn't back off. Did he ask you to? That earned me a genuine bark of laughter.
Yes, Ivy, he asked. But it wasn't if I would go with you. He asked if I would be comfortable getting you out of town with Doc's people. Doc trusts them, and I've gotten to know them some since they've been here.
Except you don't know them. I didn't even have to guess how that went.
No, and I debated sending Freddy with you.
He admitted. But you didn't.
Nope, because I want to be the one who looks after you. And the guys don't need to worry about me flying off the handle. Even if Kel used looking after me to talk you into coming.
Is that what he did? Huh. I made a show of rubbing my chin. Sounds sketchy. He laughed.
You know what?
Are you going to tell me?
Actually, I am. I think you're good for them. And while this life wouldn't have been my first choice for you, you do fit really, really well.
Pride fisted in my chest at the declaration.
It's also not my choice,
he said.
And I trust you to know what's good for you.
We're going to need a hug after this. He laughed.
Bite me.
I grinned. Even folded up in the well, it wasn't all that uncomfortable. It was almost an hour after we left the warehouse that he pulled into a parking garage on the far side of the city and drove upward. Three levels.
Stay put,
he said before he got out. He circled the vehicle and opened my side, where he pulled out the bags and then let me slip out with him.
Hoodie up.
I'd gotten one of Vaughn's hoodies to wrap up in before we left. It smelled like him, and it did wonders for my nerves. Being with Milo helped, but I missed the guys from the moment I'd said goodbye to them. I tugged the hood up and made sure it was zipped before Milo jerked his head to the left.
We're going down in two flights. Stay on my left.
Sir, yes, sir, I teased, even if I fell into step right where he wanted me. He just shook his head as we took the stairs down. We didn't pass anyone coming up. On the first level, he headed right for the Mercedes. It was a lovely dark sedan with dark windows. It reminded me of some of the private cars hired to run me around.